WTS, what the schrock? It's Kaylee Schrock. Look at this. Did you just get off the bus?
No, actually, we got in around 3:30. So, embarrassed to say this, but I actually, wide awake, I played a little bit of Call of Duty, 3 hours worth.
So,
and still wide awake, so.
Is that normal for a game, or is it because you had such a long bus ride that you're like you got a little sleep there? Like on a normal after a game, would you normally stay up this late?
Not this late, but after the Elmira trip and then being on the bus, you know, we left at 10:15 a day. I feel like I'm in the twilight zone. I mean, my sleep schedule's just messed up. Luckily, today we got the day off, but you know, it is tough to wind down after a game. But you know, like literally everyone slept on the way there. You know, to Wheeling, and then we're wired after the game. So, yeah, it's just a minor league hockey will screw up your sleep schedule, that's for sure.
See, I was going to ask that, what you guys do to kill time on the bus, but you're saying you sleep on the way out, and then, well, then what do you do if you're all wired on the way back? Is there, like, a game, cards? What do you do?
Yeah, we played cards. Luckily, our bus is really nice. We have a sleeper bus, so guys get their own bunks, so they can watch DVDs, guys bring movies. A lot of guys read and then just chit-chat with your teammates in front of the bus or, you know, play cards. So, yeah, I mean, it's actually pretty entertaining. The bus rides are, you know, we look forward to them.
Yeah, I think it would be fun. I think that would be really fun. It would just be like being in a college dorm, but it's moving.
Yeah, it's moving, except the other night we were going to Elmira and the bus, he hit the rumble strips. And, you know, I thought it was over for number 79 for sure. I thought we were going right off the road into a river, but luckily he just hit the rumble strips. But sometimes, you know, you wake up and you're in your bunk and, you know, you're like, oh gosh, you know, hopefully this guy's staying awake, you know, because those bus drivers, they have a tough job. They, you know, they got to haul us around everywhere and they're usually the only one, you know, awake at certain points during the night.
By the way, you play Call of Duty, like you said, you just did. Are you online? Is there people that know you're Kaylee Schrock, or are you just like playing at home?
Yeah, I just play at home. We play online. There's a Sean Sedlowski. We play. He has PS3, and we play together. So we'll hop online together and play. So, yeah, it's embarrassing. I'm 29, still playing PS3. But hey, you know, sometimes you got to wind down after a game. That's how I do it.
Yeah,
there are men. I assure you, there are men way older than you playing, and probably playing more than you.
Yeah, that's true.
Does the girlfriend like the fact that you play at 3 in the morning so you're not playing when she's awake?
Yeah, I mean, it's better that I play when she's sleeping than when she's awake, but she actually stayed at her apartment, so it was kind of like, you know, home free home for me today. Just no one here, just geek out a little bit and get my COD time in.
There we go. He's well trained. She's got him well trained.
COD nap.
We're talking to Kaylee Schrock here. It's WTS on 95.1. So is your girlfriend okay with dating, you know, a guy who's gone or busy almost every weekend?
Yeah, she is. I mean, she gets to see me a lot. So, you know, sometimes we're on the road. I think, like, our last road trip to Elmira, we were gone for like 3 or 4 days, but really that's about as bad as it gets for us. So
I dated a guy that was a tour DJ. So that means he like plays, like goes on tour with like celebrities and like plays in between their sets. So he would be gone for long stretches of a time. And man, it's nice. It's really nice. It was probably one of the most successful relationships of my entire life.
Yeah. I mean, it's, and it just depends, I guess, on the person, but, you know, in college, I was in a long-distance thing, and, you know, it worked out because we're both so occupied with what we had to do, and, you know, you kind of create your own space, but it obviously takes, you know, it takes two people to be able to handle that. It takes the right mindset, I guess.
Yeah, and I would always feel like the times that we were together were so much better because, you know, we hadn't seen each other, and we knew it was only for small times.
Yes, they don't take it for granted.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Take it for granted. That's the word I was looking for.
Very nice, very nice. So we're talking to Kaylee Schrock here on 95.1. It's Dirk and Angie. So good win last night. You guys are home again on Friday.
Yeah, it was a big win for us. It was a team that we had to catch in the standings, and we actually caught them. So it was a big win on the road, and especially one of our better players got called up to to the AHL, so we were without him. So it was big for us to win a game without one of our better players.
That's so cool. All right, let's take a look at the Kaylee Schrock Mayhem Meter. You had a fight recently, so that brings your total number of fights so far for the season to 10, with a career number of fights, 103, all according to the Kaylee Schrock Mayhem Meter.
Yeah, climbing the ladder a little bit after 100, slowly but surely. I don't think I'll get to 200 before it's over, but, hey, I'll keep climbing.
All right, well, back to the Call of Duty then, sir. We'll thank you for calling in. It's really cool that you called us this morning, you know, after a late night like that, so thanks.
Hey, no problem. Actually, last time I called in, I was locked outside my house after a road trip, and I couldn't ring the doorbell because I was afraid I was going to wake up the dog, and he'd be barking when we were on, you know, WTS, so I was actually doing it in the freezing cold. So.
Oh, my gosh, your dedication's crazy.
I'm in a warmer place now, in bed with my golden doodle.
He's a trooper. Thank you, Kaylee.
Yep, take care, guys.
Bye.